I've come to a building called The Public in West Bromwich in England. With its weird sounds and wonderful installations, you feel like you're entering another world. Well, that's how many older people feel when they encounter the internet. And it's here at The Public where 20-year-old Rachel Elson is attempting to help people much older than herself cope with things like mobile phones, email and the World Wide Web.
So that's it then. Is there anything else you'd like to learn about, Keith?
How to set up an email account.
Yep, that's absolutely fine.
Rachel loves being involved in the community and communicating across the generations, and so decided to combine that with her natural knowledge of technology.
I've automatically been brought up with technology around me. Like going through school and college and everything else, I automatically had basic knowledge regarding phones, computers, cameras and everything else.
But before Rachel embarked on bringing older people up to date with new technology, she decided to brush up on her own knowledge.
I decided to go on to an IT course, which helped me in many different ways. I've managed to learn all I need to know about computers right from the very beginning to where computers originated from throughout the history, all the way through to setting up a desktop, to using things that are available on a computer, the software, the internet and the computer's operating system.
She says it's really important for her to keep up to date with the latest developments.
There's so many different pieces of technology out there these days that it's difficult for them to learn about it, because within seconds of one new phone coming out, the new additions out, and same with laptops and IT as well. There's so many things developing.
The group that Rachel coordinates is called Gen to Gen, which is short for Generation to Generation. And most of her students are in their 60s, 70s and 80s.
Yep, there's two options you can choose. You can either select save, or if you've already got the save as option, you can choose that.
My name's Betty. I'm a senior citizen and I've joined the Gen to Gen just to learn texting. And to me, it was an achievement to do so. I didn't only learn about the texting, I also learned how to put the phone numbers in, how to do the alarm, and how to use the radio, which I'm very pleased about, because them extras, which I didn't really expect to learn, because I am a slow learner. And what I've achieved, I feel as though I've won a pot of gold.
Rachel tries to tailor all her sessions to the individual needs of the older people. That's something Barbara, who's been attending sessions recently, is very grateful for.
So I've been on Skype, because I have a relative in Spain and we keep in contact with Skype, which is very good. Even though you don't meet up that often, you can still see them and see how the children are growing.
If you click this left button here, the left bar.
Right.
And that lets you go into menu.
Right.
If you scroll down, you've got...
As well as teaching older people how to navigate technology, Rachel says the sessions also break down barriers too.
For the younger generation, don't get underestimating senior citizens. They've got some feisty personalities. They're absolutely amazing, and give them a chance. And for senior citizens themselves, I'd say come and join the younger generation. Don't be afraid of us, and don't paint anybody with the same brush for any age group. No matter how old you are, we are all the same.
And it allows you to have more options.
It's been amazing doing the Gen to Gen. Not only have they learnt something new, but I've learnt something new as well. I've learnt something new about myself as a person, and I've learnt more things regarding the actual IT itself, because there's things that they've asked and I've not been able to answer them, so I've had to do the research in order to cater for their needs. So there's been so many different developments from both the client and from my side as well. They want to be able to use the latest technology. They want to be able to know what people are talking about when they're sat there talking about a social networking site or apps on an iPhone and everything else. But there's senior citizens out there that get so frustrated because they don't have a clue what it is and what it's all about.
The actual website of your selected...
After spending several hours with these mature students, I've come away realising that some of these older people know more about apps, iPads and Android devices than I do. I think I'll have to talk to Rachel about some private tuition. This is Liam Starkey for DW in West Bromwich, England.